That's what you need. You need raving fans, not only customers. You don't need clients. You need people who will be there for you if you are being attacked. You know, when I'm speaking about success and money and business, there's a lot of negative responses under my post. But what happens, I have so many raving fans. They know me. They start responding, no, 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 this guy is for real. He's not a fake.
Plug into the minds of the world's cutting-edge innovators, visionaries, and thought leaders who are rewriting the rules of sales and success. It's your time to make an impact. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Selling with Love podcast. We're going to be focusing on what is the single most important thing that you need to think about using your mind when it comes to having more abundance, more success in sales, and really being able to bring the things you want in your life, whether that's serving more clients, having more freedom, and having more joy. In everything that you do, it's all about your mindset. We've spoken on this topic before, but we are going to go deeper because we have an expert that you may or may not have heard of. If any of you are listening from the Netherlands, you are definitely familiar with my guest, which is the king of mindset in the local country. Also, around the world, has interviewed successes and legends you've heard of. The man himself, Michael Pilarczyk, is a European best-selling author, entrepreneur, and the mentor in mindset, personal success, and personal development. His book has sold over 1 million copies and has been transforming the lives of people around the world and running events in the Netherlands with sold-out theaters, transforming thousands, tens of thousands of lives. And the man has an interesting story where he was the host of a Dutch radio show. He was an MTV personality, has grew up in communist Poland, but came and got raised in the Netherlands and truly built his success over the years. He is now someone that has also went big, lost into the investments, but always kept something in his heart and his mind is that mindset for success. He's going to share some of his stories of having it all, losing it all, making it again. And today he is a person that is on the stages around the world and here on the podcast with us. Michael, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much, Jason. It made me feel like I'm over 100 years old already. What a great introduction. Thank you.
No, actually, what I noticed from you, you look in shape. You have high energy. You're actually going on stage, jumping on stage and really helping people master their mindset. And I want to make sure that everybody who's tuning in is aware with the fact that if you're listening this on release time, the book Master Your Mindset is coming to the English markets and you'll be able to pre-order or grab a copy off the shelves. And this is really the conversation that we're going to be having today. I've had these debates before, Michael, when it comes to sales and the role that mindset plays when it comes to being better at sales. How high up that priority list is working on the mindset in your view?
To my opinion, mindset is everything. It all starts with mindset. It all starts with the way you think. Most people have no clue about the power of thoughts. And it's all about your convictions, your belief. It's how you see the world. My teacher once told me, we actually live in two worlds. We have the outer world, the world around us, and our inner world. And in our inner world, we create our own version of reality. It's our perception of reality. And perception is your reality. So what you think of, what you believe, that's your reality. So to make it very easy, if you have a positive growing mindset, you see opportunities, you can come up with solutions. But if you have a negative mindset, you look for problems. And most of the time, you focus only on the problems and you will never find the solution. That's, you know, very easy explanation. But I think it all starts with mindset. The quality of your life is based on the quality of your mindset. And the quality of your mindset means that you give meaning to your emotions. And your mindset and your emotions together will eventually be the quality of your life?
I would be curious to know, as people who are listening to this and have an acknowledgement of mindset, some might not be in this type of default growth and success mindset. It seems like the default is not necessarily so positive. And I'd be curious to understand, why do we find ourselves perhaps having a mindset that might be naturally programmed? Or is it some people are lucky and have a natural positive mindset, and others, they just got, you know, dealt the wrong set of cards, and that's the mindset that they have?
Well, you might be right. We all come into this life and we're given all a bunch of cards. Some people have better cards, some people have lousy cards, but those are the cards you have in this life, and we all have to play the game. So you better learn to play with the cards you have and play well to create a good life for yourself. And it is true that most people have a more negative mindset than a rather positive mindset. And it's a bit of luck. It's the way you've been born. But for a very, very important part, it has to do with your environment, the people you hang around with. So if there are many people with a more negative mindset, and you hang around with these people because they're more around, what do you think will happen? Over time, you will adapt that more negative mindset without noticing. You know, it's all about awareness and consciousness. And if you are not aware that your mindset is more negative than positive, how can you change it? Because back to the beginning, that's what you think life is. That's what you think you are. But you are not just the way you are. You have created yourself. It's not only DNA, you know. Partly, you are a part of your mother and your father. But for a big part, it's all in here. It's in the mind. You actually create the version of who you are today.
When you speak of environment, is this something that the first thing we should be doing is kind of assessment of what is our surroundings? And are there particular things we should be looking for to kind of self-diagnose? Well, am I on the right track when it comes to being programmed the way to attract more success and having the right mindset?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean if you say to attract more success?
Well, say that I'm wanting to attract more finances. I want to close more deals. I want to make more sales. And it seems to be a struggle for me. And the way that I'm anchored around how sales work, maybe I've been surrounded with examples of sales is a manipulative thing. Sales is things that take from others. And if my mindset is there, that's something I need to reevaluate. And I probably need to do a bit of an assessment or check-in to see, where am I standing there before I start thinking maybe I need to prioritize this and make a change?
Absolutely. It's an important part of my book, because if that's your mindset, if that's your self-image or self-belief, let me put it this way. If you are convinced that you are not a winner, not a champion, you can train how much ever you want, but you will never win the game. So you have to go back to the basics and ask yourself clear questions. What am I afraid of? What is my self-image? If you say, I think that selling is cheating or stealing from other people, I have to do something bad to take money from someone else that's selling to you, well, then don't go into sales. Maybe that's the easiest solution. If you want to do sales, and I see it a lot, you know, I've been doing this for over 15 years now. I had a lot of clients, they wanted to be a coach or they wanted to sell whatever. There was a period that we had a lot of online programs and people were trying to make up all kinds of online programs. That's not the hardest part. The hardest part is that you need to know what you're selling, what's your story, what's your added value. And I think that's most important. What is your added value? Because if you add value to the life of someone else, it's not stealing, it's a trade. You give something and you always have to give more than you take. But if you really help someone else, if you give something to another person, most likely the other person is willing to pay you for that. And then it comes to your self-esteem, your self-image, if you dare to ask the price you're worth, your self-worth. Because I noticed a lot of people, they were starting making all these programs, starting to become a coach, and then their problem was they did it all for free or for just a little money because they were too afraid to ask what they're really worth were. And I think that's also part of beginning. If you start in sales, you need to build your self-esteem. You have to be very self-confident. You have to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. I think that's very important. If you know why you do something and you know it's good because you help someone else, it's a trait. It's a fair trait. If you know deep down inside you are selling something to another person and the other person can do anything with it, or you know you're selling bullshit because you maybe don't know what you're talking about, then it's cheating, then it's stealing. So it all comes to, maybe you can call it authenticity, difficult word. If you're honest in what you're selling, if it comes from deep within you, you know, if you're selling with love, with compassion, if you are really convinced of what you're selling, it's not selling. Maybe it's helping, supporting someone else. And the trade we make, I give you something, you give me something back in return. But if you're still afraid to do that, you have to work on your self-confidence, self-esteem, and you have to work on your mindset. You need to grow a strong mindset. And how do you do that? Just by doing. Don't be afraid. You need to start somewhere. When I started with public speaking about 15 years ago, if I see recordings from that period, it was really lousy. It was honest, but it was bad. But I did it. I went on stage, and sometimes it was really bad. You know, my wife was at the back of the scene, and she was like, cutting, stop now, it's not good, stop. And I was like, what's not good, you know? And that's a kind of practice. You have to go on stage. Even if it's only for two or three or five people, just do it. Rehearse, practice, do it over and over again. Because just by doing it, you will notice you will get better. If you're too afraid to make that first step, you will never achieve any destination in your life.
I want to get your opinion on something because I agree with you about this whole, you got to get exposure therapy, right? If you're getting into sales, particularly, you're made in a position where you're very vulnerable. Rejection's going to have to happen. If you're a straight A student, used to getting an over 80% success in every test, you go into sales, you're like, what? 30% is considered good? What's going on? And I'd want your opinion on this because you spoke about how at the beginning, especially with coaches, which I do know there's a lot of listeners here who might be in that space, and you have a lot of value to offer. And what happens is you start finding people to serve and you do it for free. Maybe you're getting your practice in and these are people that might be 1 degree separated. And so you reach out to them, you do it for free. And then the moment you start asking for money, these people are like, oh no, I don't want to pay that. And it almost becomes a negative reflection to your self-esteem if you keep selling to these people. And I find there's this sort of catch 22, which is I'm trying to put in the reps. So then I'm working with people that might not have the disposable income to pay for my product and services, which when I speak with them gives me practice, but also reinforces a negative self-image of low self-worth. And I have this awareness that I should be working with, you know, higher net worth clients, but I don't have the case studies or the experience to have the confidence to pitch people at a higher price point, that are at a different level of affluence. And I find this is the downward spiral of overthinking that can happen at the very early stages. And I'd be curious to know if you have an opinion, a solution, or maybe a different story that you've seen with people that are at these early stages.
Well, if you want to save the world, which is good, you know, I hope we all want to save the world. But if you want to save the world and you want to save mankind and you don't want to ask money, do it for free. You know, because it will always be a problem that you want to help people who cannot afford to pay you. I have experienced that myself. Well, what can you do? You have the choice not to help the person, or you help someone for free. That's up to you. And over the years, I've been coaching a lot of people. When I started, actually, I was doing it for free as well. I think I coached maybe over 100 people for free the first year, just to practice, you know, just to get a feeling. How do people think? What do they need? What are their questions? Just talking. I help them. And after a year, some still came to me, but then they start paying me. And in the beginning, it was just, you know, I think my first fee was about $100. Then was $250, $500, $1,000. Now it's up to $10,000 for a coaching session. But that's after over 10, 12 years, you know. Start small. Prove that you are good in what you do. It's really important that people know that you are good at what you do. You need the proof. Other people will tell other people, mouth to mouth, that they trust you, that you have helped them. And when that starts happening, you don't have to sell yourself anymore, you know? It sells itself. But in the beginning, it's always hard. So, back to the question. If you want to help people for free, it might be a good idea to say, well, I can, or have a look at your schedule, I can do 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 people a week, which I coach for free. The other people, that's my business. I don't steal. They pay me, but I give a lot in return, which will help them. I think I coach about, maybe 3, 4 people a week. And that's not always by video call or in person. It's also on Instagram, you know, text messages. You can help a lot of people without asking money. But if you never ask money, you don't have a business and you can buy stuff to eat, to make your living, to pay your rent or your mortgage. So you need to make some money. What I see, which is a big mistake, I think, people starting in coaching or in sales, they want it all from the beginning. And I think that's a misunderstanding. You have to make little steps. You have to work hard, especially in the beginning. You have to work hard. You have to give a lot. You have to give a lot for free. You know how online business works. When we started, my wife Cindy and I, when we started, maybe this is a nice story. I was retired. I retired at, I think I was 38. And I was living on my boat, sailing around in Europe, having fun, met my wife. And she told me, well, why aren't you teaching the stuff you're always talking about, you know, the mindset stuff, mastering your mindset, personal development, personal mastery. And I thought, well, maybe that's a good idea, but I wasn't really up to working again. And then she told me, this was way back in the time of Jeff Walker. Well, she had a social media marketing company and she's really good at it. And she told me, well, I've met this guy, Jeff Walker, and I can make you an online program. You do the recording, you have the content, you just talk in the camera. I make sure we have a program and you make 3 videos for free. 1, 2, 3. And then we build up the funnel, the email funnel. And then you know how it works. We send out the emails to the mailing list. I have to admit, comparing to America and Europe, we don't send out that many emails, you know? I'm on all those lists of Tony Robbins and Lewis Howes and Jay Shetty and all of them.
I hope you're also on the Mind Valley list.
Yeah, no, I was on the Mind Valley list from the beginning, you know? I know when Vision started with Mind Valley, I was really into that. I have another funny story about that. But in the States, you know, they're sending out emails almost every minute. We don't send out that much. I think it's a little bit awkward. But what I noticed is that the principles, they work. So we had three free videos. I think about 50,000 people signed up, even the first time we did it. And afterwards, I had this online program. It was called The Roadmap to Success and Happiness. It was about success on one hand, but also on happiness on the other hand. That's the balance of life. And 50,000 people subscribed for the free three videos. And I think the first time we sold over maybe 1,000 or 1,500. And in the end, yearly, I think we did the program twice a year. We had about between 2,000 and 5,000 attendees every time. And we ran the program for 10 years. So she was right. You know, it really worked that way. Mind Valley. When I discovered Mind Valley, there was a free webinar. You know, they were running the Evergreen webinars. I didn't know. So the webinar was at 3 in the night, you know, European time, 3 at night. So I put my alarm clock, woke up in the middle of the night on my computer, watching Vision with, I don't know, one of the coaches by then. And I really thought it was live. And I bought the program and I was so happy. But that was before I started with this business. It was really funny, yeah. A lot have changed over the years.
As a business owner, entrepreneur, someone running an agency, having the top tier website is very important. And you're more than likely running your business on WordPress. But are you hosting on the best platform possible? That's why I'm excited to bring Kinsta as our sponsor for today's podcast, which allows you for faster load time, top-tier security, and human-only best-in-class customer support. So if you're looking to have your website hosted on WordPress on the best platform, Kinsta really goes above and beyond to make sure your websites load fast, your SEO is working well, you get the support you need, and you get to keep focused on your business. Are you ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get the free month when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their website. Visit kinsta.com and get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. A lot of change, but I find it's funny to talk about those differences of marketing and North America, Europe. And I have to share a little story of my own because I went to this conference called Traffic and Conversion Summit in San Diego. And there was a speaker out there who was saying, you know, the best time to get somebody's attention is when the moment that they sign up to your offer. So you should be sending as many emails as possible in the first 2 hours of them signing up. And he was showing how he would send 5 emails in the first 2 hours, being like, you've just signed up. Here's your account details. There's some free bonuses to unlock. Make sure to buy this program. And I was like, oh my God. But on the other end, I had respect. Because the mindset was that, listen, we're in a competition for attention and I'm going to go get this attention from these people as much as possible because I have a product on the other end and I want to be able to serve them. And if I let them go after 24 hours, there is a high likelihood that they will disappear. Which brings me back to your old process of mindset, because on one side, you have a mindset that says, I will stop at nothing to serve my audience. And for the majority of listeners who are stuck when it comes to sales is a, oh my God, I don't even want to bother people. So I'll just ignore them for 6 months. And I'm not saying that because I'm observing others, it's because I'm guilty of doing that to my list before. And I'd be curious, for someone who's looking for success, is there a right size mindset for success before it becomes harassment?
Well, absolutely. There is a mindset for success, but it's not just one mindset. It depends on who you are and how honest you want to stay to yourself. You know, I'm the person who really doesn't like selling. I'm a bad salesman. I sell a lot, but I don't like selling. I like people attending my program. I like people in the venue when we do the live events. But especially in the beginning, I didn't really like the part of marketing and selling. And still, you know, if I have the feeling that I really have to sell someone, I don't do it. When we have a new program or an event and people write me and I answer all my emails, you know, that kind of emails myself, and they ask, is this program something for me? And then they describe something about their life, who they are. And I'm always honest. If it's not for them, I tell them, no, it's better not to attend, because then you are in my program, you're in my venue, and I know I can't help you, or it's too hard to help you. You need more personal coaching, one-on-one attention. If people tell me, and that's most common, well, it's not really expensive, but I can't afford it, then it's up to me to give away free tickets. What we do, we give about, I do yearly event Maximum Potential, and we have about 2,500 attendees, and we give away between 100 and 150 wild cards, you know, free tickets to people who I really know need it, want it, are willing to work for it to create a better life, but they just don't have the money. So then we give away free tickets, but only if I'm sure that someone's really, really going for it, you know, all the way. Not the people that are lazy, kind of want it and don't want to pay. But I sometimes find it hard to sell if I'm not sure that someone else will gain something out of it. If I know, you know, if I know that my coaching or my program will really help you creating a better life, a better business, you know, X times your revenue, why should I feel bad? Because actually, I give you a present. And it's up to the other person if you want to work with me or not. And that's where I think I differ from a lot of people in the States. Sometimes it's just good for me. I don't have to sell, oversell, do another upsell. Sometimes it's just good, you know. I will tell you this story. I met my publisher in the States, in New York, Wiley. They will publish Master Your Mindset. And we had a lot of conversations with the publishing company, with PR, marketing, all kinds of people involved. And they were asking me, what are you going to sell? And I was like, my book. No, but your book is part of marketing. What are you going to sell? Do you have programs? Are you going to do lectures, events? And I was like, no, I have a message. I think my message is pretty important for mankind, for the world, but also for people to really master the mindset. I want to sell this book. I hope people will read it like they do in Europe. And I hope I can transform their lives. Although it's not me doing it. I can help you. You know, I have the tool. You have to do it yourself. And they kept on asking, no, but you have to sell something else. I don't have something to sell. And that's what I notice in the States. It's more about selling, you know, selling another product, another upsell. So I came up with something. We have a Meditation Moments app, which we founded, I think it was 2018, so that's 7 years ago. And it told me, wow, that's cool. You have a product. You can sell something. And then you can use your book as a marketing tool. And I was like, no. My book is not a marketing tool. My book is my book. You know, that's something to read. And if people read my book and they will notice, they will increase their income, increase their revenue, they create a better life, they have more meaning, you know, they learn to understand themselves better, because that's what a book is about. then maybe they also want to use my Meditation Moments app because they can listen to my voice, my meditations, my affirmations. That would be helpful. But it's not my intention to publish a book to sell an app. And I think that's maybe that's my lack, you know. As I told you, I'm not a salesman. That's more what I noticed in America, that everyone is trying to sell everything to everybody. And maybe the sales market is becoming too overcrowded with that. I don't know.
No, you definitely are hitting the nail on the head when it comes to oversales. And a lot of gurus that will be trying to use a mindset which is squeeze the lime for every ounce of juice that is in there, but it will never grow another tree. And I think that's one of the biggest things I would want people to take away. Like I was doing my sessions earlier and I always said, it's great that you're trying to maximize your customer lifetime value. And the example that I gave you from that summit, again, was an extreme example. But I have a feeling that if you're trying to maximize your upsells and your bumps right at the beginning, you cannibalize your potential for the second sale, which would be another opportunity to serve after you've actually delivered on the first promise. And I think for a business to continue to grow and to make, you know, a long-term sustainable, you know, impact, you're going to be thinking about how do I make sure my first sale isn't about making as much money as possible, but getting an opportunity to serve so good that the second sale comes effortlessly because the trust is there. I have a pretty strong intuition that that's the basis of how you've built your business because you have some massive success. You have people returning to your event. And so a sale gets made, but it seems like the energy that you come across with the sale is very different. It's non-predatory. And the mindset you have around how you sell and serve are very much in line in bringing you more success. Yet you speak about your non-attachment to sales, but you transact, you have success. What do you think is the essence of what mindset you have when you show up for your events, when you write the book? There's something that's at the root of your heart that puts your energy into it and people feel it. What do you think that ingredient is?
Well, I really mean what I do and what I write and what I say. So if you really do it from your heart, it's an honest intention. You really want to help other people. You have value and you add it to someone else, you give it to someone else. I think that's the magical trick. And that's the trick. It's not a trick. If sales becomes a trick, it will work. You know, there are many sales strategies that will work. But in the end, you have to change it because over time, you know, everyone is using the same strategy. What I learned from Gary Vee in the beginning when I started, about 2012, 13, 14, he was big on social media. And I think in one of his videos, he was talking about be honest, you know, be real, don't be a fake. And if people react to your post, to your story, reply yourself, you know, not one of the guys in your team, do it yourself, be honest. And that's what I did. In the beginning, you know, I started with zero followers, also in the Netherlands, in Europe. I started with zero followers. Then we had 5, 10, it grew a little bit. But if people were responding to my post, I was also responding back to them. If they were asking me questions, like coaching, life questions, I took time and I responded. And that's still what I'm doing. If you do that, well, let's say if you respond to 5 or 10 people a day, every day, year after year, then you build a fan base, followers. And that's what you need. You need raving fans, not only customers. You don't need clients. You need people who will be there for you if you are being attacked. You know, as a coach, you are being attacked on social media, especially when you're talking about mindset, law of attraction, success. You know, when I'm speaking about success and money and business, there's a lot of negative responses under my post. But what happens, I have so many raving fans, people who, you know, really love me because they know me. They start responding, no, 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 this guy is for real. He's not a fake. And that took time, you know. But if you have that, you have an army of love, which will help you when you get into trouble. If people attack you in a nasty, bad way, they will help you to say, no, 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 this guy is real. Read the comments online. Read the reviews, you know. He's the real thing. And I have to admit, I'm 55 now, you know. I've been there. I've done that. I made a lot of money. I lost a lot of money. But I don't do this for the money. I take the money a little bit, not too much. You know, we never charge too much because I want to be fair and I want to be there for a lot of people. But I don't have to do this for a living. I do it because I love it, you know. I don't know what happened to me. I love helping people, but I'm completely changed as a person because when I was in media, when I was a radio DJ, TV host, I was in a different kind of mindset. When I built my first company, I lost my money when I was 29, was $2 million in debt. Then I built my first media company, went to a business mentor, Mr. Dan Pena. He taught me how to do that. Within 2 years, I had this company worth $20 million. Sold my first company, sold another company. You know, I was in a different period of my life. My focus and my mindset was money and success. And it all changed after my sailing trip. I also call it my journey to awareness. I met my wife, Cindy, and my life changed completely. You know, I started meditating. Mindfulness became my way of living. And I coach and I teach and I try to help as many people as I can. And we charge some money for that because, you know, for example, if we do the live show, the costs of the show, you know, the venue, the lights, the technical equipment, all the guys working there, it's over $1 million. So the mindfuck people have is that if they see you selling 2,500 tickets for, let's say, 1,000, they think that's all profit. But we know that's not all profit, you know. That's a sentence in The Richest Man of Babylon by George Clason, a nice book. I translate it into Dutch. Of all you make, of all the money you make, a small piece is for you to keep. And the rest of the money you make is to pay for your living. Money is energy, you know. Don't be obsessed by money, but try to be kind to money. Love money, you know. If, for example, if you don't love your significant other, if you don't love your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your husband, if you don't really love the other person, what will happen over time? The other person will leave you because we all long for love. And it sounds strange, but if you don't love money, if you are afraid of money or you think money is evil and bad, it will stay away from you. I know, you know, I'm 55. I've been through a lot. I know that it's true. I lost it all. I had nothing. I built it up again. And over the years, I worked with thousands of people. I know what I'm talking about. So please be kind to money if you want money to be kind to you.
Michael, I feel like we've just touched the surface of some of the mindset pieces that you speak about in your book, in your events. And I will say with the energy that you bring around serving, around selling, around generosity, around making sure that people are taken care of when they transact with you, or as you're building your raving fans, the intent that you have in everything you do seems to be a foundation for the success that you have today. And it's been an honor to be able to have this conversation with you today. And I hope for all the listeners as well, you've been able to see the purity, the honesty that Michael had throughout the conversation and spoke to all of us about how when you have this kind of mindset to serve with honesty and to care is what attracts the success. And what you've built now as a movement of change that is impacting the world is amazing to see. And with your book coming out to the English market and you, I know, going out into the American lands, it's going to be a fresh breath of air to have you go in helping people master their mindset with a bit more of a European touch that I think is going to produce a lot more lasting results and transformations for individuals. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, but I will ask you one question, which I feel you've answered throughout the call today, but I do ask it to every guest, so I will ask you as well. You're on the Selling with Love podcast. What does selling with love mean to you?
Whatever you sell, sell it from your heart. Sell it with love, but sell it with passion. If you do something with passion, if you are honest to yourself and to the world, you will eventually sell everything, you know, because what is real, what is honest, that will get something in return. And that's not only money. It will be much more and sometimes more valuable than money. That's, I think, is selling with love.
Michael, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us. And for everybody tuning in, if you haven't done so already, we mentioned it at the beginning. I want to remind you all now, Master Your Mindset, Live a Meaningful Life has just hit the stores or will be hitting the stores very shortly after this episode is released. Go and make a pre-order. Pre-orders are always a massive support when you are bringing out a book, I know. And so if you can do the same, you are going to support a great message from an amazing author that will not only do that, but help you reach the success, the transformations you want to make, and live a life that is purposeful, meaningful, and truly anchored in making an impact. And as always, keep selling with love. I am your host, Jason Mark Campbell, and this is the Selling with Love podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.